Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
844 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Yeah, that's what we needed. Brewers 360 is sponsored by One Final Time, Outdoor Living Unlimited, and Big Fish Contracting. No Big Fish roof update necessary for a game six tonight. The roof is closed. The building is closed. It's all closed. Dominic Catronio, host of Brewers Extra Innings, joins us in studio. Don't
let your it's designed to break your heart.
I know.
Bartlett Giamatti.
That. You said that, too. You said the privilege of perhaps being disappointed. And we did make, you know, did make the NLCS, yes. And so there's growth there.
You are the second best team in the National League. Do not lose perspective of that.
All right. I can be sad without being angry, right?
Absolutely.
There's a total difference in that.
Absolutely. Right? I think
which
that,
do you feel is justified? Sadness
sad,
or anger?
Sad. There's no reason to be angry at this team. None. Zero. Whatsoever. You could be disappointed and frustrated about the offensive performance in the NLCS. I get that.
Okay.
But I think as history will tell us, you know, depending on what happens in this World Series, that this Dodger team is going to go down in history as the best ever. I mean, all the talk all offseason, oh my God, they're going to win 130 games. And then they didn't. But the reason they didn't is because they got to coast in the regular season to make sure that they had all of those pieces that we say, oh, win 125 games, break that Mariners record. But they're like, no, all we care about is the ring, because that Mariners team didn't win the ring because they did everything in the regular season. So the point being is that, I mean, there's a real possibility that the Dodgers go like something like 13-2 this postseason when you really sit down and think about it. Like, what do you want me to say? Like that might be the best team ever formed for the postseason.
Is it fair, Dom, to characterize the world we live in right now as Shohei's world, and we're all just kind of
well,
along
that
for the
was
ride?
Something. Shohei's universe. I mean, I
maybe multiverse even.
So obviously, getting to be there, and I've watched Shohei on a number of occasions, but to see him do both, and like we talked about it for Game One when I was in Philly, and it's like he had a bad second inning, gave 3 runs, then locked it in from there. But when you look at it for him, the sound off the bat is the most violent, crushing, spectacular sound I've ever heard. And you got to think about it. I mean, I'm, you know, 10 stories up, you know, watching him on the field, and I have a headphone in, and I'm watching, and I'm listening, and just the cacophony, just I can't find the words to describe how freaking loud it is when he makes contact. And then furthermore, he throws 100, has the nastiest splitter and slider on the planet. He is the best athlete on the planet. Not just baseball player, athlete. He is the best I've ever will see.
Not hyperbole to suggest that performance in Game 4, single greatest performance for in a single game for any player ever?
It has to be. I understand people are pulling up these box scores from like 1910, and you know, you talk about like there's a guy in 1971 who had 2 homers and pitched a no-hitter.
The young man's name is Shohei Ohtani.
Well, I'm like, the game has never been harder to play. The game has never played at a higher quality than it is right now. And he's doing it with every single move being measured. And all of those moves are the best ever. I mean, 117 off the bat, 100 miles an hour thrown. I just sit here and go, if that's not the best, if this is not watching, you know, something that we will tell our grandkids about, and they're like, yeah, right, Grandpa, go to bed. Like, that's what it sounds like.
And he
like.
Pitched, too?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, sure, yeah, that's right. Was it in black and white? No, it was in full 4K. You can go watch it right now on YouTube.
To bring it back around to the Brewers then, though, Dom, so as we look now to next year, to your point, you come off a 97-win season, not for nothing, but then if you know this juggernaut is in the Dodgers or whomever else is still going to exist, is it insanity if you say just run it back? Like, what's to suggest that you can't do it again? But is that also the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting something different?
I think this is something different, though. I mean, they did make it to the NLCS, but the point being, again, is that you are shopping in very different aisles. And it's just the reality. I mean, this is life. Life ain't fair and the world is mean. That's the line I quote from Sturgill Simpson all the time, where it's just, yeah, there's the haves and the have-nots. I don't think the Brewers are necessarily a have-not. They get lumped into the rest of the small market teams unfairly because this team's successful and the other teams are not. And those are the ones crying poor. Like, oh, we'll never have a chance. And the Brewers are like, yeah, we do. Suck it up, Buttercup. Let's go. And that's where I say the Brewers are running it back next year because virtually the entire team is back. I mean, they have a decision to make on Brandon Woodruff. I don't foresee them re-signing Rhys Hoskins. I don't foresee them re-signing Danny Jansen. I don't foresee them re-signing Jose Quintana. So it's just like, you've got, I would keep Freddie Peralta. I've made that very clear all season long. You got Freddie Peralta for one more. You got Miz. You got Chad. You got Logan Henderson hopefully coming back healthy. You've got Tobias Myers back to normal. Maybe Ashby tries out as a starter. Really, the entire team is coming back.
The Dodgers were said, at least in terms of their pitching staff, also healthier than probably anybody going in, right, Dom? I mean, 100%. And then so but here's the question then. Okay, the Brewers' best record in baseball, which doesn't matter once you hit the postseason. It's you got to make the tournament and then see who gets hot. Like, but there's no way you can throttle back, can you? Like, take your foot off the gas a little bit and save a guy here. It's like, I don't know how you would do that or calculate that.
Well, that's what the Dodgers did all season long.
How did they pull it off? They just got more horses?
They have more horses.
So
and
they
all
could
of
pull
their horses,
back.
All of their horses are ones.
Yeah.
The Brewers have a couple ones, and they're fringe one types. And then you think of Woodruff's, you know, rehab assignment straight out of hell. Or it's just like, it just took forever for him to come back. And you just begging. The Brewers had to earn all 97 wins to earn that one seed. The Dodgers just had to make sure they got into the dance. And they knew that once these horses came together, you know, when they made all the signings of the offseason, when they made it all official, when you have Tyler Glass now, Blake Snell, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, Roki Sasaki, that, you know, you're thinking about, oh my gosh, how many times are those guys going to actually consecutively pitch in a row? And the answer was not very often. But the point being is only the eighth time they've ever pitched all in a row. It all started at the end of August. They lined them perfectly to get them ready to go for October. And now here we are.
All right. I think I'm out of questions.
I mean,
it'll be fine for now.
Just
let me be sad for a little bit, and then we'll start worrying about next year.
I understand the disappointment. Trust me, man. That clubhouse is disappointed just like the fans
are.
But I think that when you sit down and look at this season, you beat the Cubs, and they're still mad about it, which really makes me happy.
Yeah,
they're still mad about it.
They can never take that away from us.
Oh, my goodness. You know the Brewers have more playoff wins than the Cubs since that World Series? You know the Brewers have more, despite all the frustrations.
Yes.
The Brewers still have more. So if they want to go, oh, well, they got the ring, that's fine. I get that. But that's about to be the 10th anniversary next year. It's been a minute. Are they on their way to another 108? Now, the Brewers, of course, want to get their ring before the next time they get theirs. But the Brewers are in really good shape.
Closing thought, the thing that I'm most disappointed about outside of, you know, just wanting to see my team was I was so anxious for the rest of the country.
Yes.
To meet these guys and to see the Woodpeckers and to see them chip away and to see the Never Say Die and, you know, Undaunted and all that. Like, I wanted us to be the darlings of the country because I love our team and I think everybody else would have too.
Yeah.
Could have gotten on board. We got a little taste of that.
If you lost in six games, and you're like, I mean, look, they're just better. I think everyone feels infinitely different. But the fact that you got swept is that's what the baseball reference page is going to say. 4-0 against the Dodgers. And it's just like, but they're better than that. But then they're like, are they? And then you're going to have to explain for years and years on end.
Anybody catch the license plate of that truck?
That wasn't just a truck, man. That was a full-blown semi. I mean, that was everything. That was a tank. That was insane.
All right, Dom. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate all your work through the season as well.
All right, when's the spring training? Pitchers and catchers report soon? I don't know what to do now. What are we talking about?
We'll find something for you.
Okay.
Go play a little golf. It's still nice enough. Windy, though. 8:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News.